Dan Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A federal appeals court has refused to block the first execution using nitrogen gas in the U.S., CBS's Wendy Gillette reports.
Convicted murderer 58-year-old Kenneth Smith is still scheduled to be put to death in Alabama using nitrogen gas Thursday following a federal appeals court ruling. Smith's lawyers are likely to again appeal to the Supreme Court after the court denied Smith's request to stop the execution. Robin Maher leads the Death Penalty Information Center and is concerned the mask administering the gas could become dislodged.
And if that happens, the flow and content of the gas will change, and that could prolong his death and increase his suffering.
Smith survived a botched attempt to put him to death by lethal injection in 2022. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
The inspection procedure for the airlines to get grounded Boeing 737 MAX 9s in flight again has been approved by the FAA. It comes on the same day that Boeing CEO met with senators in Washington and a day before special worker training. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
They're doing a safety stand down tomorrow, starting at their Renton plant that builds the 737 and eventually at all of their facilities, focusing on quality control as well as messaging out to its suppliers that is imperative that quality standards be met.
Storm watches and warnings are in effect from southern Texas to Tennessee. The system moving through the south is causing floods. CBS's Janet Chamlian in Houston.
A dramatic rescue, not a moment too soon. A Houston driver on top of his car as flash floodwaters swallow it.
There you go. There you go. Good job.
The storm drenching the south. Beyond relentless rain, hail, lightning, and dense fog. A whopping 10 inches of rain over the past 3 days, northwest of Houston.
Former U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley is campaigning in her home state of South Carolina ahead of next month's primary. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns in Charleston says Haley has an uphill battle.
Haley has been arguing that she was twice elected governor here and therefore has some favorable terrain, but she hasn't been on the ballot here since 2014, 2 years before Donald Trump came on the scene and, of course, upended the Republican Party.
Israeli soldiers are battling Hamas militants in Gaza's second largest city. CBS's Robert Berger.
The UN says Israeli tank shells hit one of its facilities in the city of Khan Yunis, where about 800 Palestinians are taking shelter. It said at least 9 people were killed and dozens wounded. The Israeli army said the area is a significant base for Hamas.
University of Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh will become the head coach for the LA Chargers. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state of Wisconsin issued more than 60,000 initial professional licenses last year. That's a 38% increase over 2022. The head of the Department of Safety and Professional Services says the average review time for new licenses is down to less than 4 days. An amended version of Governor Evers's maps from the Wisconsin legislature is on its way back to the state Senate. The assembly Wednesday passed changes that would protect some Republican districts. Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer.
We're open to engaging with our colleagues on the other side of the aisle on maps. If those conversations are in good faith and are going to produce a fair map, we need public input on anything in front of the legislature.
The state Supreme Court says it'll draw new maps if lawmakers and the governor don't do it themselves. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks have a new head coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Right, after firing Adrian Griffin just halfway through his first season as a head coach, the Bucks have hired Doc Rivers with 40 years of NBA experience. As a head coach, Rivers led the Boston Celtics to a championship in 2008. Shaquille O'Neal on TNT. And now he'll deal with Damian Lillard and Giannis.
Yeah, when you're the 1-2 punch on the team, you rely on the coach, in my opinion. You have to say, hey, this is what we need to do. Hey, you need to get on. Big name coach. I'm happy for Doc. He gets a chance to get another.
The Bucks host the Cavaliers tonight. Wisconsin doesn't with another win over it, Minnesota, 61-59. Nope, that's the Badgers' seventh win in a row over the Gophers. Forward Tyler Wall says it was a tight ball game.
I think we started out the game sticking the game plan pretty well. Not necessarily sloppy, but we didn't have urgency that we needed to on the three-point shooters, especially early in the second half.
Baseball, okay. The Brewers signed Phillies veteran Rhys Hoskins to play first base. The Packers firing Joe Barry after 3 years as the defensive coordinator in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky, patchy drizzle, or freezing mist in foggy areas with a dense fog advisory and lows in the mid-30s. More of the same tomorrow, clouds, fog, and some drizzle, highs upper 30s. On Friday, little change, drizzle, a cloudy sky, some foggy areas, and highs to the upper 30s. It's 32 degrees.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightline with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Now, a guy who washes his hands even after using a towel, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. All right. Hour number two of Nightlight on a Wednesday. Gorgeous, balmy Wednesday in our beautiful state of Wisconsin. We are broadcasting state live, statewide. Our question of the night. It's very simple, folks. We all do it on a daily basis. We complain. We whine. It's what we do as human beings. Well, it is National Complaint Day. So let me make sure I got that right. It's National. Luke, is it complain?
Complaint. Well, tomato, tomorrow, you know, right? Come on.
No, wait a minute. It's Compliment Day. It's National Compliment.
Well, we're doing National Complaint Day.
Yeah, we'll do that tomorrow. That must have been an autocorrect on my computer. That's funny. Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what, folks. We can change it up too. We're flexible. If you want to give a compliment to someone, fire away. If you want to whine or complain, we've been doing that all night. So share them with us. I have a friend who always texts me on my phone. He never texts the show, and now he thinks it's just kind of funny. And he said, bare feet on airplanes, and that is a big one.
Is that a complaint or a compliment?
Well, if they're nice feet.
Is he complimenting the feet that are bare on an airplane, or is he complaining about it? I don't know.
It depends. Some big,
you'll
hairy
have to
dude
ask
with,
your friend for clarity.
I will. I'm going to text him at the next break. Yeah. Are they nice pedicured feet, or are they like Frodo feet? What are we looking at here, you know? And on the text line from the 920, who is our man, Conrad, our man on the spot giving us live updates. He just said, update, Bucks still winning. So
he's got a beer in the other hand and he can't tell us the score. He's just letting us know that that they're winning.
Right, exactly. That could have been a pocket dial. He's a talented kid. What can I say? All right. That was really fun with Jackie Flynn. And what a great way to end the segment with a Three Stooges poke in the eye. That was a thing of beauty, Luke. Well done. And I tend to run on at the mouth a lot anyway. So, but now we're going to change our gears here. I'm very excited to have this next guest. He is one of Civic Media's own. He hosts a show here on Civic Media called Music of the Stars. And it is music I've fallen in love with over the last 30 years. My guest now welcoming me, Luke, I can't. Luke, take over. I got to run. I'm out of here. I can't talk. It's like English is my second language tonight. It's my pleasure to welcome tonight, late, Lou Regani. Hey, Lou.
Luke?
Did Lou take
how
off?
Are we doing?
Oh, right here. I heard a beep and that was it.
Oh, man. You made me nervous. I thought Lou took a powder. I thought he was like, forget
it.
I'm done.
No, I do that over there. Once in a while, I go beep. It's kind of relieves the tension. You know, it's hey, like, man, I'm going to do it again before the night's over.
Hey, do it at will. Lou, we're open to just about anything. It's late night here, Nightlight.
Well, what do you got against Will? I mean, what has he done to make us angry that we should beep at him? Oh, I get what you're saying. Okay, no, I got it.
No. Oh, I see what you did there, Lou.
I'm funning.
No, you fun all you want. I was not expecting that from a guy who knows more about crooners probably than anybody. I'm so glad you're with me, buddy. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's an honor to be here with you guys. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So, all right. So for listeners that aren't familiar with your show, tell us about Music of the Stars.
Yeah, it started out in 92 and Memorial Day weekend, if that matters. It was, and you're not going to believe, or maybe you will, who inspired it. It was one of the officials of the Chicago White Sox. Ed Doody, D-O-O-D-Y, native of Chicago, and he just passed on last year, lived in Kenosha, where I am in, and it was his idea to put together the Music of the Stars at a station I worked for previously, and it was, 9 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon, so 6 hours, wow. And that was kind of, but it was fun. I loved doing it, so the effort was meaningless when you're doing what you love.
Yeah,
there's a great quote there somewhere, and I think it's I think the quote goes, if you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life. Ever hear that one?
I have, and there's a lot of truth to that. I remember sitting in a business class in college going, I can't do this for the next 40 years. And honestly, you know, I don't know. I think if you do what you love, you don't really look back, and you don't really have any regrets. So, you've been doing this, you said, Music of the Stars since the early 90s, but you've been in radio since 69. What were you doing before 92, before you launched Music of the Stars? You've had such a long career.
Oh, yeah. I was making cars. I was working for American Motors. We made a car called the Rambler. You're familiar with Ramblers, I'm sure.
No, but I love the name.
No? Okay. That's all right. That's all right. And I got in there 3 days after my 18th birthday. Big mistake. So I did that. The money was good, and the work was monotonous. But they had a radio show called the American Motor Show. There's a guy named Jim Bradley. And I used to listen to the guy on the way to work and on the way home. And he was a nice guy. He ran for alderman, didn't make it, but he had this radio show. American Motor sponsored it. And I thought, well, you know, after more I listened to it, I was a guest a few times. So I got out of it. I got 10 years in, 10-year sentence, I call it, at American Motors. And nothing really responsible. I was on production. I was working on straightening connecting rods. Of course, everybody needs that in their life, you know, and I fulfill that need. So then I got on. I went in. There was a buddy of mine working at a little FM-er in Kenosha known as WAXO, W-A-X-O. FM,
I remember
96.9. It was struggling. FM back then was kind of the new kid on the block. So I knew a buddy of mine had a free show that he was doing on Saturday. I sat in a couple of times and I thought, well, maybe I can do this. So I asked the boss one day, just walked in, can you use a guy like me? And he said, I'll never forget it. Who are you? No, he said, yeah, sure. Meaning, yeah, we need somebody, and you'll do. No, I mean, I just made that up, but I'm thinking that's the impression I got. So I started in on a Monday at 9 o'clock, did a program called The Mic Is Yours, which was just a talk show about anything. And I was there till 5 o'clock, minimum wage.
Wow.
So I took like a 75% pay cut. It was okay. I was doing what I liked, and I was making it, see. And then they sold the station in that summer of 69. And the new station owners were, how can I put this without being demeaning? They were different. And you had to wear a tie when you went to work day and night. You come into work at 3, you better have 3 p.m. that 3 a.m. You better be wearing a tie because they checked.
Oh, wow.
So that, yeah, I know. So that was kind of weird. So I found something else, radio advertising. We traveled around with an ad agency. Now, you guys might be familiar with this. Are you familiar with the ad that says, traffic safety is very important these days, and Joe's Gas Station reminds you to drive carefully this summer. This message brought to you by Joe's Gas Station on 1234 Main Street. Ever hear those?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay, I don't want to put you on the spot. That's done by a private agency, not the station. They go around station to station, and it fulfills a vital thing. We charge $59 for a 6-week flight, and doing that, and those commercials were listened to. I gave more toward the business than I did toward the actually traffic safety, because traffic safety is a given. But I tried to help the business out by giving them more stuff, you know. And it was fun. Sure. One guy, he had a little leather shop in his garage. His name was Freddie Cannon. Isn't there a recording artist by that name somewhere? This wasn't him. This was in Rockford, Illinois.
Oh, okay.
And I met him, and he was operating, making belts and beautiful leatherwork holsters out of his garage. And I did the 6-week flight, and he got so much business, he moved into a downtown store. It shows the power of radio advertising.
Jeez. That's great.
I mean, great. You know, when you, I helped the guy on, I felt good about it. That's all.
Yeah. My guest is Lou Regani. He hosts the show Music of the Stars here on Civic Media. When can people hear the show, Lou?
It's on 7 till noon, Central Time. excuse me. Central Time every Sunday morning.
That's so great. What is, like, there's something about crooners and the music you play that goes hand in hand with Sunday mornings. When I lived in Chicago and when I lived in Los Angeles, they have the similar formats. What is it about Sunday morning? And I play that music all the time too, Lou. Like when I get up in the morning and I make my coffee, you know, I got one of the TV stations on that plays the crooners. It's just great.
Sure. Sure. Crooners. Well, it's more than crooning. I call it lyrics you can understand. Have you heard some of the lyrics today? I've heard them, but I can't make them out.
Right. I don't know what you're saying. I just tapped my foot. yeah, I love your show, though.
Like
that, sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, well, I was just going to
say, I play lyrics people can understand. And there's so many good crooners that aren't being exposed. Some of the rock guys and country people have delved into swing and Cole Porter and the Great American Songbook. Neil Diamond, they just came up with a new album. Swing City called it. Great stuff.
Yeah. Well, I love the way your show starts. It's like you just have that great classic, like, this is going to be an event. It's such a great intro to your show. And if listeners are not familiar with that big band sound or crooners, I highly recommend you tune in because the music is absolutely timeless. And like I said earlier, Lou, I discovered it. Well, I've always known it. I grew up hearing Tony Bennett in northern Wisconsin at my grandma's cottage. And just there's something about being in a lake house and listening to Tony Bennett that forever will be special to me. But when we come back, I'm going to take a quick break. And my guest is Lou Regani. I'm going to ask you, first of all, Lou, I'm going to ask you what you're watching, because that's what we talk about on this show when it comes to TV and film, but also just a little more about your show. You're the son of Italian immigrants, so I'm going to ask you to take sides between Sinatra and Tony Bennett. I'm going to put you on the spot, Lou, and then I want to ask you about your format, too, because I love the way you do your show. Anyway, my guest is Lou Regani, and we have more coming up with him next. His show is Music of the Stars, and it's just great. This is Pete Schwabe. You're listening to Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Almost Show.
The immigration challenge in this country, as Jorge Ramos, the great author, likes to say, you can build as many and high walls and deep walls as you possibly want. But until you start addressing the problem within countries, people will keep coming. For all of our faults, people still look at America as that shining city on a hill and want to come here, and I believe that makes us stronger.
The Todd Almost Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome back to Nightlight.
On
hour number two.
Down this
listening to the very before. Smooth Dean Martin.
The pavement always stayed beneath.
Before we get Lou, we have competing texters tonight. I don't know if you noticed this, Luke. We just got a text from the 414 that's giving us an update on the Bucks game. So it's either like Conrad is being upstaged or they're competing for to tell our listeners who may or may not be Bucks fans. I don't know. We usually talk movies and TV here. But
Let's give Conrad the best just thought that he's encouraging other people to share and download the Civic Media app and then provide those Bucks scores to us. That's my guess.
And he could be passed out right now for all we know. So
hopefully not. Hopefully just enjoying the game.
Exactly. My guest is Lou Regani. He hosts the show here on Civic Media called Music of the Stars. You can hear it every Sunday morning from 7 to 12. Lou, your format is so great. I was listening yesterday, and you play this great music, first of all. But then you stopped and you read a poem, one of my favorite poems from Robert Frost called Stopping by Woods. And then you add humor into the show. How much production, how much goes into putting a show like that together, all these different elements?
I'm going to tell you the truth. I wing it.
Please.
The truth. That's the truth. Seriously. I'm not bragging.
Well done.
Or, it's true. I kind of know what I want to do, and I just flow along with that. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, you have the kind of voice where I think you could probably pretty much get away with anything. When did you know you had a great radio voice?
When I was in school, one of the nuns, St. Casimir School in Kenosha, 8 years, I was the only Italian kid in a Polish school. And so they made me sit up front so I didn't start World War II again. You know how that can be. I told him, sister, I wasn't involved. So anyway, she says, you have a nice voice. Well, thank you, sister, I think. I don't know what that meant. You don't know how you sound. Until you get a tape recorder, then you hear, oh, that's not me. It is. I don't know. You practice diction. That's all. You try to speak clearly, and that makes it much better.
That's
diction
great.
Is important. You can be understood. Sinatra was all big on diction. If you notice, he never mumbled his words.
No, he did not. I kind of teased this before the break, Lou. You're the son of Italian immigrants. Do you feel a stronger connection to those guys like Sinatra, Dean Martin, Tony Bennett? A lot of them, Dean Martin and Tony Bennett, at least changed their names, but you know they have similar stories to yours. That's kind of cool.
No, I don't have any particular connection to them. I should clarify. My mother's from Houghton, Michigan, the mining country, born there.
Whoa.
My dad came up there from Italy when he was 17, and they met and married here in Kenosha. Wonderful people. They were both musicians. They played during the Depression, made a few bucks to buy a house by appearing in local theaters and weddings and that sort of thing. You know, making it happen, whatever you can do.
Yeah, totally. So do you have like all this music you've been playing for years? And I love when I was reading your bio, I did some research online. You started, you know, playing vinyl and then tapes and then CDs and now digital files. What do you listen to at home? What do you have on at home?
I got too many records. You want some records? They're free. I got plenty of records, and I
got nothing to play them on.
I bought more records. I bought Earl Wrightson, one of my favorites. This guy is class from the 40s, 50s, 60s. He was a star on television in the Bell Telephone Hour and in the Firestone Hour. for radio and TV. Wonderful programs. I don't know if that would last today. Then there was Fred Waring. And there was, let's see, Howard Barlow ran these programs. Leonard Bernstein ran a program in the 60s, I think it was. Yeah, the 60s, 70s. I think it was Classical Music for Young People. I don't remember the title. Wonderful stuff. I heard it on FM. Got my first FM to hear these guys. And very so, but music doesn't, it may up and down. It doesn't go away. In other words, some of the scratchy old 78s are being heard. I worked at a station doing sales one summer. WVFV in West Dundee, Illinois, played nothing but 78s. Would you believe that? Jeez. Nothing but 78. Who ever heard of that? And that lasted for several years. 78s.
That's crazy.
So I got my start in 78s. I go to the Salvation Army, the store, and pick up 78s for a penny. And I thought, hey, there's some cool cuts on here.
Yeah.
And so I got a stack. I still got them all, too, packed away. So it'll be anything. There's some. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. I'm sorry. We got a delay in the stream here. Please continue.
Oh, Don Rosen, who's on WRJN on weekday mornings. Don used to play movie soundtracks on Sunday night on WRJN, about 30 years ago. And I was at a nightclub. Cool. We did a gig at, I'm a musician, singer, and we did a gig at the old Heritage House. It's now the Stella Hotel. And during the breaks, I would run out and put on Don Rosen's soundtracks. Great stuff, and I reminded him about that at the network Christmas party. And he seemed surprised that I would remember that. No, it was great stuff. Soundtracks are wonderful. That's some of the best composers ever, movie soundtracks.
Yeah, totally.
But, yeah, I play a few of those. I have favorites, too. Dimitri Tiomkin.
Yeah, this is the kind of stuff that I love in, like, noir movies, and I play a lot of that when I'm at home, too. So I want to ask you, Lou, if you could see one performer in concert from days of your current whenever, who would it be?
Oh, boy. I think Mario Lanza.
Oh, wow.
I haven't played him yet on the program, but I will eventually. The guy, I think he outdid Pavarotti and these other guys. I think he was that good and underrated, and he made a mess out of his life with bad living habits and all that.
Oh, jeez.
But nobody sang better, I don't think. The kid from South Philadelphia, he grew up, his real name, Cocozza. Alonzo is his mother's maiden name, Freddie Cocozza. And here he made these recordings. He couldn't act very well, but boy, could that guy sing. And people went to the movies, not for the story, but to hear Alonzo.
Yeah.
And he was a superstar. And then he died young in his 30s. It's amazing. Bad life choices, I guess.
Yeah.
Health.
Well, I'm going to leave. We're almost out of time, Lou. I can't thank you enough for jumping on with us tonight. I can't wait to hear more of what you do on Civic Media. I love your show. Keep up the great work. I'm going to leave you with a quote. This is a quote I found about you, Lou Regani. I'm a broadcaster, and that's what I do. The world is wide open. I'll retire when I die. That's such a great quote. Thank you so much for your time tonight, buddy, and I hope we get to do it again.
You honor me, and thank you so much. Please keep in touch. I will do.
Check it out. It's Music of the Stars here on Civic Media every Sunday morning from 7 to noon with Lou Regani. It's outstanding. A couple texts that came in that I just saw. This is from our next guest, Joe Furlow. Says, no Dean Martin? Not sure I can do this show. We better find some Luke if we can. And also, to use the language from earlier tonight, Dino could take Tony Bennett. The man is listening to the show, and he's already up a notch in my book. He's our next guest, and he is he's in the waiting room, as they say. Joe Furlow is next. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
WAUK.
CBS News Brief. A federal appeals court refuses to block the first execution using nitrogen gas in the U.S. Robin Maher with the Death Penalty Information Center.
They concealed a number of critical details from the public, so there are many unknown questions about how this procedure will actually go forward.
Inmate Kenneth Smith is likely to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. The FAA clears the way for grounded Boeing planes to resume flying. The latest from CBS's Chris Van Cleave.
They have approved the inspection procedure for the airlines to potentially get the 737 MAX 9s ungrounded and back in the air.
Tomorrow, workers at Boeing's Renton, Washington factory will go through training that focuses on quality. Torrential rainstorms from southern Texas to Tennessee. CBS's Janet Shamlian in Houston.
Scientists say climate change will make scenarios like these a regular reality. With every 1 degree of warming, the air can hold 4% more moisture, and it has to go somewhere, meaning more rain and more flooding.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Rural Wisconsinites see farm pollution and PFAS as the biggest threats to their clean drinking water. That's according to a new survey out of the University of Wisconsin in Madison. Most people surveyed found clean water important not just for drinking, but to the wildlife, hunting and fishing, and the overall rural ethos. Over half of them saw pesticides and commercial fertilizer as a great risk to their clean water. Another 40% said large animal farms posed the same risk. 9 chefs from Wisconsin have been named as semifinalists for the National James Beard Restaurant and Chef Awards. The James Beard Foundation has been naming the nation's best chefs since 1991. 3 chefs are from Madison and another 4 are from Milwaukee. The other 2 reside in LaPointe and Bay City, Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Todd Allbutt Show.
Matt Flynn, thanks for joining us. As an attorney who's been in a lot of courtrooms, Trump may insist on giving part of his closing oral arguments on this case. I'm not sure if you ever saw the ABC series Boston Legal with William Shatner as Denny Crane. We're approaching Denny Crane territory here.
That's flat out crazy. It's like taking out your own appendix with a Bowie knife and you have no anesthesia. You don't know what the hell you're doing.
The Todd Allbutt Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky, patchy drizzle or freezing mist in foggy areas with a dense fog advisory and lows in the mid-30s. More of the same tomorrow, clouds, fog, and some drizzle, highs upper 30s. On Friday, little change, drizzle, a cloudy sky, some foggy areas, and highs to the upper 30s. It's 32 degrees.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This is The Shaw, WAUK. The Todd Allbutt Show.
Luke Mathers, it's time for Tuesday Tangents with Lukester.
Everybody announced yesterday, schools are closed tomorrow. I feel like a boomer almost here, Todd, where I'm like, back in my day, we never got a snow day in advance. I remember sitting patiently, like cross-legged in front of the television set, just waiting for the little ticker to scroll by. And if you missed it alphabetically, you had to sit there even longer.
The Todd Allbutt Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
In Napoli,
is king. When boy meets girl, here's what they say.
When welcome the back.
Moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie.
Now that's Crooner right there, ladies.
Now we've been walked in correctly.
When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
I knew our next guest would not come on until
bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling.
You're darn right. They were first name basis in my house. Nino, Frank.
I haven't even introduced Joe yet, and he seems like he wants to throw down.
I listened. This show requires attitude.
You got it, buddy. Hey, Joe, welcome to the show. It's Thanks. Great to have you. This is my guest now is Joe Furlow, right? I'm saying that
yes,
right?
Okay. That's right.
And he is the CEO of the Grand Oshkosh. So great to have you on the show, bud.
It's fun to be here. I've enjoyed listening, and now I'm enjoying being on.
It's great. And you contributed. I sometimes get distracted by these other texts, but you said, no, Dean Martin, not sure I can do the show.
You said, I want you to compare Sinatra against Tony Bennett.
Go for it, man.
Well,
let's
no,
hear it.
That doesn't happen. It's Dean, and here's why.
Okay.
When Dino sings on the radio, you can hear him smile.
Wow, great. I love it. You know what? Honestly, I told Lou Regani, who was great, you know, I grew up listening to Tony Bennett, and the whole time, you know, being mostly Irish, I'm like, oh, it's nice that we got a crooner too. And then I realized he changed his name when he was young, and he's like more Italian than anybody.
He is, yep. He was, you know, out of all those guys, he was the one who had the longest live performing career. And so that turns into one of the great regrets. In a little 500-seater like the Grand, you can't, the dollars don't work to bring in someone like Tony Bennett. But he would have been great in our hall.
Boy, I wish I would have seen him live. Hey, Joe. We got some new text here. Bear with me, Joe. We're going to read these texts before we,
are there going to be more buck scores?
There are going to be buck scores. Conrad texted us again, Luke. I don't know if you're paying attention, but Conrad said Bucks win. I know Luke is happy now.
I thought Conrad was allowed to nap during production. So I've just been napping. I didn't know that I needed to pay attention.
You see that, Conrad? You see the example you're setting for the old season pro Luke Mathers here. Okay, from the 414, Tom from New Berlin says, thanks, Pete. Great guest to have to listen Sunday morning. You have to listen to Sunday morning. Lou's show is great. And then also the 414, Tom from Berlin says, really like your show. Thanks, Tom. Hope you become a regular contributor. And then Conrad, even though he's not here tonight, his aunt chimes in, Aunt Carla, who I love, not in a big way, just as a friend, because, you know, through Conrad, he's a top-notch guy, and his aunt sounds really cool, too. She says, my complaint is people posting on Facebook about their everyday activities that we all do and tell everyone they are better at doing it and expecting a like.
Well, now, my complaint is that Tom from Berlin made it sound like your show's already over.
Well, you know what, Joe, we kind of dropped the ball there because when Luke and I were planning the show, we thought it was National Complaint Day. It's actually National
Compliment Day.
So maybe that's what Tom was doing.
I want to compliment you for pointing out that you thought it was complaint.
Hey, you know, we're all about honesty here, but maybe Tom switched gears there. I don't know. And then finally, Tom, one more time from the 414. Dean had a smile. He's agreeing with you, Joe. So, okay. So, Joe, let's talk about the Oshkosh Grand or the Grand Oshkosh. Tell us about this really cool venue and what you guys have coming up, and you must love your job.
I do love my job. The Grand is the oldest theater in the state. It's 140 years old this year.
Wow.
So 140 years ago, there was no Eiffel Tower. The Washington Monument was half built. Coca-Cola hadn't been invented. Oshkosh was the third largest city in the state.
Oh my gosh.
Oshkosh itself was 25 years old, and this building was built.
That's incredible.
So Caruso sang in the Grand. Sarah Bernhardt acted in the Grand. John Philip Sousa played in the Grand.
Really?
And it's now I get beautiful. To run it for this one little period in all this history. I get to be the director of the Grand. It's Who wouldn't love that job?
How did you get, I'm just looking at the pictures here, and it's such a beautiful space. How did you get that gig?
Well, I beat out 92 other people.
Really? You beat them up or out?
I took them.
I was hoping you'd go there.
I took them. I put some New York attitude on them, and I took them.
I appreciate the callback.
I was really fortunate. I had been in Wisconsin. I ran the theater in Manitowoc for a decade prior to that. So I knew Oshkosh. I knew the Grand. I'd actually guest directed a show at the Grand. So I was fortunate that a gig was available that kept me where, you know, as a New Yorker transplanted to Wisconsin, it's basically the same thing only a day earlier. And so it was nice to be able to stay here. It's been a great place for a family, and yeah. The audiences are great and the theaters are beautiful. I've had two beautiful theaters here, and the Grand is just, it's a special place. It really is. If you want to go with the haunted thing, it's the most haunted theater in Wisconsin. If you want to go with historic, it's the most historic theater in Wisconsin. And the actors, the performers tell me literally that it's like singing in a living room for 500 of your friends. That intimate. And one of our, you know, you no doubt, if you don't ask me, I'll end up telling you anyway about the Four Phantoms coming in March.
That was one of my questions.
One of the Four Phantoms, Frank D'Ambrosio, who sings all over the world, has said frequently and from my stage, which is golden, that the Grand is the finest hall he sings in America.
No kidding.
So I'll take it.
That's pretty. You know what? It's funny to hear you talk about Oshkosh is a really cool town. It's got an old feel to it. It's got an old classic feel to it. It's got an old downtown with really cool architecture. And it's part of the Fox Valley, I guess, but it's kind of its own city too. So it's so cool that this town has this opera house that I think kind of parallels the city. Really.
Well, cool. One of the reasons I'm so happy that you had me on too is Oshkosh is, my theater is less than an hour from your studio.
Yeah.
You know,
we should do a live thing there. That would be fun. Yeah.
So it's, we're all kind of in the same boat.
Yeah.
When it comes to this, and we all do stuff different. What we do is different from what's done at the PAC in Appleton, is different from the Widener, is different from the Meyer, is different from obviously the big arenas, and people who want to see live entertainment. You know, if you sample all of those places, you're going to get to see all different sort of things. And ours is the jewel box of that bunch.
Yeah, that's so cool. I'm gonna go out on a limb here. Would you let me dance on the stage? I've always wanted to don the leg warmers and prance around. Would that be okay?
Does the audience have to be there?
I need half the gate, and I need a signing bonus, and a per diem. Can you do that?
I can give you half the gate if you bring the gate.
Oh, that old bit, huh? Joe, do you give yourself comps? Is that how that works?
Something like that, yeah.
So, all right.
Well, I have performed on the Grand stage. It's, you know, it's
have you?
It's, yeah, I'm a recovered actor. So
hey,
I am
nice.
So I've been on that stage. And so what did cool you do? About it, what did I do?
Yeah. Well, like what show or what were you?
The
on?
Last show I did was a decade ago. I played Jean Valjean in Les Miserables.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, I had some game.
That's like my all time favorite show.
Really?
Can you say, can you give us like 10 seconds of Valjean?
No, I'd have to charge you.
I'm giving you leg warmers for free. I'm going to wear leg warmers and maybe an ascot. You have not seen anybody dance till you've seen me dance, buddy.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so, hey, you mentioned, my guest, by the way, is Joe Furlow. He is the CEO.
Please just say director. That's my Chamber of Commerce title.
What is it?
I'm the director of the Grand.
The director of the Grand. Okay, that sounds kind of more show busy anyway. Okay, so you mentioned that it's haunted. Does it have that reputation? And do you have a good story for us?
Oh, yeah. If you believe that the theater is haunted, if you believe in that stuff, it's absolutely haunted. There are at least four regularly identified spirits of the Grand that people have claimed to have seen.
Really?
A longtime stagehand, a woman sitting in the balcony, a young backstage worker in the basement, and who might even out. Oh, the dog and a dog that was that belonged to one of the prior owners of the Grand. We actually do in October 31 days of haunted happenings. There, sometimes there's shows. There might be, you know, someone doing a seance-y kind of show. Sometimes it might just be tours. We even have a tour called Spirits of the Grand where it's like interactive. It's kind of like Renaissance Fair meets Haunted House. You go through the theater and you run into one of these spirits who tells you his or her story. And the ghost hunter takes you through and you run into another. We have a good time with it. It's a part of our history now, I think.
Yeah.
And the thing about being haunted is we're also old, right? So if you want to believe that the creak you hear is a ghost, then it's absolutely a ghost. If you want to believe that the creak you hear is an old building creaking, sure, whatever. You know, bottom line is theaters are for storytelling. So yeah. It's much more entertaining to believe that the theater is haunted and to work from that. So we have a good time with it. And we get all kinds of folks. We get legitimate ghost hunters, and we get people who want to hear the history of the Grand, and we got people who want to see the haunted magician or whatever. And so we've kind of taken over October now. I book the shows. So,
yeah.
My job is to try to figure out what varied kinds of things I can bring in over the course of the year. October's set for me now. I got to look for haunted stuff.
So that's all great. And that's something I'm obviously going to check out. I love that stuff. But if you had a personal experience with a ghost or something, not just believing like that a creek could be scary or whatever, but have you had some kind of creepy,
I haven't had one, and I'm a little annoyed by that. and I've told them that, because I'm in the theater all kinds of crazy hours, but I have staff members who have experienced things.
You sound like you're tempting fate. You sound like you want.
I know, right?
Like you're like tempting.
I'm right
ghosts.
Here.
Like,
I'm right here.
Hey, what are we doing here? Yeah, right. Yeah,
I absolutely. I would welcome being haunted.
You're begging to be haunted.
Absolutely. Why not? I'm there all kinds of hours. I tell people too, half the time, if they think they're being haunted, it could be me, because I walk through the theater in the dark all the time. I don't need the lights.
Ghost and, Valjean.
And if I know someone's in the theater who believes in that stuff, I absolutely will mess with them.
That's so cool.
So,
hey, tell us about the, you got a Barry Manilow show coming up.
That's going to look great. I'm a product of my time and my age. And, you know, I was in the 70s, I was in high school, and I was a classical pianist. That was my thing. That was my gig. That's what I was going to do. And that didn't work well at all at high school parties. So I was very fortunate that Barry Manilow came along Billy Joel came along. Piano Man saved me long before it became, a favorite for parties elsewhere. Because I finally had something to play at parties. But I loved Barry Manilow. And this gentleman doing Daybreak on the 2nd of February, as a guy who listened to Barry Manilow all the time, I think he's got it. I think he's really, really good.
So that show's on this coming Friday. And when I went to your website, I had to do a double take. I'm like, did they get Barry Manilow?
I know, right?
Now
it's so next week, though. It's the 2nd of February.
I'm sorry, right.
That's right. I just want to make sure we get it right. I know, he has a great resemblance. And when you play the video, that's one of the cool things about our website too. As we talk to your listeners, no one has to take my word for it. If they go to thegrandoshkosh.org, click on an event, 99% of the time, there's a clip of the event there. People can judge for themselves before they buy the tickets.
Very cool. Okay. My guest is Joe Furlow. He's going to tell us more. He's going to tell us, as much as he's got his foot in the world of live entertainment, he's going to tell us what he's watching. Maybe we'll talk some more crooning, some Barry Manilow. But go to the website, check out the Grand Oshkosh. The pictures are beautiful, and they've got some great upcoming events. We've got more with Joe Furlow coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Like a gay tarantella.
Lucky fella.
When the stars make you drool just like pasta fuzzle.
Amore.
That's amore.
When you dance down the street with the cloud at your feet, you're in love.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and even diamonds. That's right. Robert Hack Diamonds wants to make you an offer on your gold, silver, and diamonds. The process is very simple. No appointment needed. Just come on in, sit down in a nice, relaxed atmosphere, and the staff of Robert Hack Diamonds will evaluate your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds and make you an offer on the spot. Then you can decide if you want a deal or no deal. Robert Hack Diamonds can also convert your old jewelry into something new, or trade in your outdated pieces for something new and exciting. Many people inherit jewelry that might not be your taste, but you are sentimental. Why not have Robert Hack Diamonds take the golden gems and create something for you? So many options at Robert Hack Diamonds. Again, Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds. See them in Brookfield just east of Moreland on Greenland Avenue, or 76 in Layton, right on the corner in Greenfield. RobertHackDiamonds.com.
The Shaw, WAUK.
You remind me I live in a shell, safe from the past and doing okay.
I know we were. I was just about to ask Joe to slow dance, and now here we are.
All I know is I heard the piano riff. I turned to my wife and I said, "It's ready to take a chance again."
Good call. Hey, so you said you're from New York. What
I am.
Are there different? Have you noticed a difference in what people like as far as live theater goes between New York and Wisconsin? Is there a difference?
Yeah, I think there's a difference everywhere. I think there are differences within Wisconsin. I'm actually not a New York City guy. I'm an upstate New York guy.
Okay.
But I do. There are things. The crooners are a good example. If I did, and I have done this, if I booked, I believe that if you get a tribute artist, you want to get the best at performing the music. Not necessarily the right look, necessarily whatever, right? And I had a guy who did, and it's hard for me to find this guy, who did a good Sinatra. He was a New Jersey guy. He had the accent. He had the voice. And he said, sometimes it just happens.
Yeah.
Now, if I had booked that guy in Rome, New York, where I'm from, I'd have sold the place out. In Oshkosh, I got 400 people. They had a good time, but it's not the same sale, you know? So it is. It's a product of, I think, if I knew this for a fact, I'd write the book and I'd retire. But I think it's a product of the cultures. I could play when he was performing around and performing, that one of the best acts in Wisconsin over the years was, remember Myron Florin from the Lawrence Welk show, the accordion player?
Kind of.
We all used to make money on Myron Florin. We booked Myron Florin. If we were broke and we needed a lift, we booked Myron Florin, and people would come out. They'd bring him their lutefisk and the lefse, and they'd leave it backstage for him, and it was a guaranteed sellout. I had never heard of Myron Florin in upstate New York.
I don't even know. I only understood like two of those words you said.
I know.
So.
This is what I mean. It's kind of a culture. So part of what I have to do is be a bit of a mind reader / fortune teller. They say in my industry, the quickest way to go broke is to book a season of things you like.
Oh, really?
Because
that was my next question. What shows excite you? Like,
well, the one that wins for me on both levels is the one that's coming in March, the Four Phantoms. Okay. I'm a theater guy, and this show is, first of all, we had no business doing it. They're playing 2,000 seat theaters all across the country, including in the weeks before. But because I knew a guy who knew a guy, basically, we convinced them to come and play the Grand, and they loved Oshkosh and the Grand so much that they've come back a few times. These are four guys combined. They perform the role of the Phantom 6,000 times.
Oh my
You know, and they all have other careers. Frank D'Ambrosio, are you a Godfather fan by any chance?
Oh yeah, of course.
So Godfather 3, the one we don't talk about. Frank
With
D'Ambrosio.
No,
yeah, Frank D'Ambrosio played Pacino's son, the opera singer.
Oh yeah, yeah, sure.
So he played the role, he sang the title song. And in The Four Phantoms, he tells a story about his audition, how he got the role, and he sings that song. Brent Barrett was played in the show Chicago for a lot of years, paid his mortgage, he says. And he does a show. They all do songs from their careers. And then at the end, they do 20 minutes of Phantom of the Opera that just blows the roof off the place. And it's an incredible show.
So are there still tickets for that show?
You can still get tickets for those. Okay. And here's the thing. If you can see the show on that Thursday night, the 21st, and enjoy it free of any, let's say, distractions. The 22nd and the 23rd, out of all of the places in the world, when I met the Four Phantoms, they were going to do this in Las Vegas. Now they're doing it in Oshkosh. They're recording their PBS special in front of the audiences at the Grand Oshkosh.
Very nice.
So we get fun. Featured in a PBS special run down the road. So the whole place, we're ripping, not ripping out, but we're taking out the traditional theater lights and replacing it with television lights. The TV camera booms are going to be in there. It's nuts. It's just nuts. And it's all because these guys fell in love with the theater. Frank D'Ambrosio is the guy from The Godfather we talked about. I had him solo.
Right.
And we were sitting before one of his solo shows, standing center stage of the Grand. It's dark, just a little ghost light. We're standing in front of it. And he said, I say to him, Frank, I hear you're doing this show with the Four Phantoms. I got no business doing it here, but wouldn't it be great in this room? He picks up the phone, center stage, calls the producer. He says, Lee, this is Frank. I'm standing here at center stage at the Grand Oshkosh. It's the most beautiful theater I've sung at in America.
Oh, man.
We need to bring the Four Phantoms here. Here's the director. And we worked from there, you know? And so this show, right now, if you looked up the Four Phantoms in concert, you'd see them play in Florida. They're working their way up the coasts. And it's all a dress rehearsal for 3 days in Oshkosh.
Recording
for PBS. It's unreal.
We just have about another minute here with Joe Furlow, the director of the Grand Oshkosh. Real quick, Joe, we talk about movies and TVs on the show. I know live theater is your life, and with good reason. Can you recommend a show or a movie quickly to?
I watch documentaries, so okay. I watched a great World War II documentary called The War in Color, I think it was.
Okay.
And Frontlines, something like that. And I watched for the first time. It's way gone. I always wanted to be an astronaut. I wanted to be the first theater guy in space.
Yeah.
And I watched From the Earth to the Moon.
Let me dance you there from your stage. That is my vow to you. I will send you to the moon with my dance.
There we go.
We got to run, buddy. Thanks so much for your time.
Let's do it again. This was great fun.
Absolutely. We'll do it. Good luck with all the shows.
Thank you.
And I'd like to thank all of my guests. Luke, I'd like to thank you. Thanks so much for filling in.
Luke, you were all right. I appreciated the 2 minutes to go, 3 minutes to go.
He's wearing Conrad's hat tonight, literally and figuratively. Thank
Absolutely.
You so much, Luke.
Not a
for,
problem, Pete.
Filling
it's,
in.
It's a pleasure. I'm collecting the Infinity Gauntlet of producing every single show under my cap. So
you're off to a great start. I'd like to thank Jackie Flynn, Lou Regani, Joe Furlow. Thanks to all the texters. Just so much fun tonight. And we'll talk more. Those two Ed Helms clips, I have to keep those till tomorrow. We may have to, even though it's not his birthday, but we'll be back tomorrow night with more Nightlight. Good night, Wisconsin.
Things I should have said, things that you should know.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
I got to bounce.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin.
Right. Luke,
it's your hometown
awesome,
radio.
You are
refreshed.
That was- a clinic. Thank you very much, buddy.
No worries.
Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers. They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are our efforts to be influencers, I suppose. Yeah. I mean,
we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Listening to the Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.